out the hits. We are Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, our Topway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Get servicing to severely constrain fiscal space for policies aimed at fighting inequality as Zambia grapples with highest levels of inequality. UPND distances itself from party deputy ST statement on long-serving lawmakers. And in international news, Democratic Republic of Congo former President Joseph Kabila's trial verdict due today. Ivory Coast's ASEC Mimosa FC trains in Indola ahead of Champions League match against Power Dynamos.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. In Norwegian Church Aid, NCA, and Dan Church Aid, 2025 country report on commitments to reducing inequality index has revealed that Zambia's future debt servicing is expected to consume about 45% of the revenues in the next 3 years, severely constraining the fiscal space for policies aimed at fighting inequality in the country. The report, however, highlights that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, recommended austerity measures risk worsening the crisis as in a further decline funding to policies crucial to fighting social and economic disparity. While the IMF program includes social spending flaws that safeguard education, health and social protection, the report reveals that these flaws may potentially limit the pace at which the country can expand the anti-inequality spending. It stresses that with spending cuts of 2.3% of the gross domestic product, GDP, between 2025 and 2029, risks deepening the crisis further, stating that even after complex debt restructuring, debt-to-GDP ratios still exceed 100%. Released on Wednesday, the report indicates that Zambia grapples with one of the highest levels of inequalities globally, and sub-Saharan Africa with a Gini index of 0.6 and stark inequalities in income and wealth distribution. It explains that only top 10% of Zambia's population controls 56% of national income and 68% of wealth, while the bottom half only owns just 9% and 3%. The United Party for National Development, UPND Secretary General Baduke Menda, has distanced the party from a statement by Party Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Menda, suggesting that the party wants long-serving members of parliament to step aside for new aspirants. In an interview with a named radio station in Lusaka yesterday, Mrs. Menda is reported to have called on long-serving party members of parliament to consider stepping down to pave the way for aspiring candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections. Ms. Menda has therefore clarified that the adoption of parliamentary candidates is not determined by the party secretariat, but follows a consultative process across all party structures, from the ward to the National Management Committee, which makes the final decision. Ms. Menda stressed that the secretariat has no mandate to decide who stands or not, adding that NMC has not issued any position regarding adoption for the 2026 general elections. He said the statement attributed to Party Deputy Secretary General does not represent the official party position and urged the public to disregard it. Ms. Menda has since reaffirmed the UPND's commitment to a fair, transparent and democratic adoption process guided by the party's constitution and the will of its members. Economic analyst Kelvin Sanga has urged government to establish a sovereign resource fund, SRF, as a way of safeguarding Zambia's mineral wealth for future generations. Mr. Sanga says Zambia is at a critical economic stage with new discoveries of gold and other precious stones, adding that its long-standing copper resources, noting that setting up a SRF would provide stability, savings and long-term financial security for the country. He explained that by setting aside revenues from mining royalties, windfall taxes and other natural resources rent, Zambia could cushion itself against fluctuating global commodity prices, build foreign reserves and support infrastructure development and manage debt obligations more sustainably. Mr. Chisanga further pointed to examples from countries such as Norway, Botswana and Nigeria, which have successfully used resource funds to strengthen their economies and preserve wealth across generations. He emphasized that Zambia's funds must be backed by a strong legal framework anchored in an Act of Parliament with strict governance structures and reporting standards to protect it from political interference.
Zambia needs to establish a sovereign situation to help out the need for short-term consumption of new revenue. Obviously, what we need is the sovereign resource fund, which will stabilize our economy and manage a number of key objectives that we need to undertake. Managing the better and secure lasting wealth for future generations. So what we basically need to look at into aspect of sovereign resource wealth fund is basically to safeguard national wealth, ensure that Zambia's main resource are not guarded to be part of the preserve.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, plans to raise domestic revenue to over 21% of gross domestic product from the current 18.1%, as it already contributes about 71.7% of the national budget. Speaking during the media training workshop for journalists from southern and western provinces in Sesheke, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Mr. Oliver Nzala said the government's mid-term plan has increased the authority's own budget, sitting from 1.6 billion kwacha to 160 billion kwacha, reflecting a stronger push for revenue collection as foreign aid declines. Mr. Nzala explained that the Zambia Revenue Authority's responsibility extends beyond tax collection to include advising government on tax policies, facilitating international trade, particularly through digital platforms, and ensuring that all revenues are properly remitted to the Treasury. Now he added that the 2026 national budget expected to be presented to Parliament within the next week, which offers an opportunity for the media to enhance tax reporting and contribute to national development.
Currently, we are averaging at 18.1% rather. So there is a demand for increased domestic resource mobilization. I think for all of us that are alive to what is happening on the global and national forum, we realize that it's been a cut to foreign aid. So that essentially means that as Zambians, we have to ensure that we collect resources on our own. We have to increase the revenue contribution to the national budget by all means. Currently, we're standing at 1.7. So the Zambia Revenue Authority is supposed to contribute about 1.7 to the national budget. And this has been increasing, in terms of revenue, that's been increasing from about 8.7 in 2020. In 2020, now we are standing at 7.1, so we're looking at 8.7 billion rather. Now we're standing at 155.9. Now, following the mid-term budget plan, that is in 2020, you realize that now the budget for ZRA has been increased from about.
In international news, the Libyan Zawara Naval Operations Force said Thursday that they served 35 migrants in a rescue mission near the Tunisian border on Tuesday. The force released footage of the migrants on rescue boats and then receiving treatment on land. The survivors included 5 women and a child, according to the naval authority in the western town of Zawara, which is under the control of the Tripoli-based government. Libya has been a main transit point for migrants fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. On Sunday, a boat carrying Sudanese refugees that caught fire and sank off Libya's coast felt at least 50 dead, according to the International Organization for Migration. According to the Missing Migrants Project run by the IOM, at least 434 migrants have been reported dead and 611 missing off Libya in the past 8 months. Still in international news, in a dramatic turn of events, the High Military Court in Kinshasa has set Friday as a verdict in the historic war crimes trial of former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila, which was